5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
It's a hardened fighter's rig.
Put moron number two on the phone.
I'd have a better rig.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listen to the Rush Hour.
I feel good.
Thursday, here we go. Andy Lee joins us shortly.
Wow.
Superstar, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And made a bet with a mate that went south on him.
Did.
You'll find out about that.
Yep.
We also give the family the opportunity to take away one of the most sought-after pieces of Rush Hour memorabilia ever.
You sure, Jim?
It is garbage, this thing. We can't give it away. So that's what we're going to try and do. Yeah. Rosie will be in to tell us how we're doing that a little later on. And then we speak to a man who's a star of the Collingwood Football Club, runner-up in their BNF last year. And Bill, Braden Maynard is also a fan of our show and a fan of the joke.
All right.
That's right. Yep. Rush Hour. And then, your reaction gets me every time. I bloody love it. I love it.
So that's Braden.
That's Braden coming up back end of the show.
But we haven't heard him yet.
I've just got a good feeling about him being a fan of the joke.
Jim.
So that's Braden Maynard.
He's on at 5:23.
Coming up a bit later.
So how have you brought that forward?
Because he and I are tight.
All right.
So he's just said, I actually am a fan of the joke.
You're confusing
me. And more a fan of my reaction to how bad the jokes are.
I'm confused.
So he's coming up later as well, and then there'll be a really bad joke, and that'll be the end
probably
of the show.
Probably right.
Hello to you, Fat.
G'day, Jim. Can I just send a big hello to all my friends at the Footscray Croatian Club, Jim?
This comes up every year, this
it
one.
Does, it does.
It's a bit sensitive. You have to tiptoe your way around it a bit.
If I have to eat another cabbage roll.
Oh, no.
Jim, you fart for 5 days.
Oh, Bill.
Mate, feeding.
Bill.
And that's how they eat these cabbage rolls.
Strong union hold out there.
Oh, strong. Oh. Wowee. Anyway, John Barnes, who premiership player with the Bombers, he organised it. Good night. Well done there. Good to see some of the current players. And Dougie Hawkins and Jimmy Buckley.
Jimmy Buckley.
Very good man, Jimmy.
The great blue.
He's been off the froffies for 12 months.
Has he?
But got fatter.
Oh, Bill. Oh.
Anyway, Rebs, how are you?
Now to an out-of-this-world phenomenon. Gee, I hate this word. Phenomenon.
Phenomenon. No.
That's it.
Come on. That's easy to say.
We'll go on.
Phenomenon.
Oh, no.
No.
There we are. That's it.
Plenty to talk about.
Well, State of Origin.
Oh, we have, but we will go footy first in our wrap.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Jim, our listeners do like hearing about other sports other than golf, football and cricket, you flog.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
Big game tonight, Jim. Thursday night footy. Triple M footy rocks. This will be good. The MCG at 7 o'clock.
He got halfway, realising stuff had
gone the wrong way. Luke Darcy and Brian Taylor are calling.
Of course they are.
Dale Thomas. So that's Brian. And then you got Daisy. Then you got Nath Brown in specials.
He's good at them too.
And then you got Sarah Ollie and
to the end of the art.
Ashtua. So that's a big game.
Right.
Richmond have dropped three players. A couple of small forwards,
Richmond,
Jim.
Port Adelaide.
Yes.
Got to get the opponent out.
Richmond,
well, everyone Port Adelaide, knows that. Yeah. Everyone knows that.
Brought in Pickett and Noah Bolter, who's half Croatian, by the way.
I did not know. Was he?
Good player. Played
very
soccer.
Good player.
Very good soccer and then went across to the footy.
He is a good player.
And Judson Clark. Judson.
Judson.
I don't reckon there's ever been a Judson.
No, never heard of one.
You sure it's Judson? Or Judson?
Is there a D or a T?
Just a D, Judson.
So Judson.
It's Judson.
Never been a Judson either.
Oh, no.
But, Jim, let me tell you, Richmond are 10th, Port Adelaide 12th. Whoever loses might be...
Curtains.
So big game.
Yes.
Lachie Hunter has trained at the Western Bulldogs. That is great news for the doggies there for the first time in 2 months. All the best to Lachie Hunter there.
Yes.
Also, what about this? The final... Fight MND Slider.
Yes.
Guess who it is, Jim?
Who?
Justin Langer.
I've got a uniform for him.
What?
Damien Oliver.
Why?
Well, because he's a tiny little bastard. So he can just ring Ollie and say, give me a set of your silks and I'll go down as a jockey.
He should wear his Australian coach outfit.
How do you reckon?
How would that go?
I'd go with the Damien Oliver.
Right.
Well, if I'm you.
I'll have a chat to him.
Yeah, will you? That's good, though, because yeah, he's a legend, of course, of this country, and he loves Nilo, so that's so well done.
He'd be flying over. We might be able to have a chat to him. Your best mate.
He gets over in the morning, and he leaves that night.
Oh, so he doesn't want to talk on
mission.
The magnificent rush hour?
Mm-mm.
Don't drink while you're on air.
No interest in you. he doesn't like you. He's like a lot of people.
Now, Carlton has confirmed, and I told you this yesterday, Harry Mackay will play Friday night, Jim.
Right.
Which is interesting. Now,
because then North play Sunday and so, Ben's going to play. So how does that work?
So no, Ben's not playing. Concussion. So Harry wears
forgotten.
Harry wears number 10,
yes.
Right, for Carlton. Ben wears number 23 for North Melbourne.
Yes.
This was put up, Harry in a jumper with number 23 on it.
Oh, God.
Look, that was on the socials.
Was it?
So even poor old Harry is confused
if
he's Ben.
Yes.
Well, he doesn't know if he's Arthur or Martha, or more to the point, Harry or Ben. So, and I'm confused now. It's starting to eat away at me, Jim. I'm not sure if it's him.
How can it be? One plays for one club and the other plays for another club.
But they don't.
Even when Brad and Chris Scott played together, it wasn't as confusing as you're making it.
No, but they haven't played on the same time, on the same day.
What the hell?
David Noble, your coach at North Melbourne, Jim, has spoke to the supporters today, and you know what he said to the members? Please come down to the ground. Have a listen.
Please come down to the ground.
Oh, I think he said a bit more than that.
We would like to see people, you know, come to the ground and support us on field. That's the essence of what you do. You know, great communities, great clubs and organisations stick together when things are a bit tough. Yeah, so anyone, any of the Shinboner fans and members that are out there, yeah, please come down to the ground.
Please come down. And you get your pie.
Bill, why do you look at me with any of this?
Do you know there's only twice in the history of the 22-year-old history at Docklands venue, Jim?
Oh, my God.
What only about twice there's been less than 10,000 people at a game.
What about that for a sentence?
Did you watch Origin last night?
I saw the highlights. I didn't see the game live.
This is how it finished.
Away to Yo. Cuts back to the middle. Yo, almost there. Cut down a metre short. Needs to get up. They lay all over him. Siren about to shout. Siren sound. Queensland win. Queensland win by the barest of margins.
Well, not really. 16-10 it was.
It wasn't the barest. The barest of margins.
16-10. Haven't they got a terrible, shitty old siren?
Yes.
They have. It's a real waste of time.
What a waste of energy.
But it is. They do
it
that.
It is a weird siren.
It is. Yes.
The hooter.
The hooter. Cameron Munster was best on ground,
yes.
So well done to him there. Game two is in Perth, Jim, Sunday 26. So, and there's a reason why Brad Fittler, the New South Wales coach, said they won the ruck,
right.
Queensland. You know why they won the ruck?
Fittler, yeah.
On the roof. You know why they won the ruck?
Why?
Cam Smith. Had a lot to do with one of the assistant coaches. Australia won the second T20 overnight. Not making many runs. They made 124 Sri Lanka, and we got 7 for 126, Jim.
Brad is trying to wrap you up.
Well, basketball, the NBA playoff three. Do you know who won this one, Jim?
Boston.
Boston, 116, defeated Golden State 100. So they now lead 2-1, and the next game is in Boston. If they win that, Jim, that's 3-1. Wow, nice little start.
Yeah, we've got Andy Lee to join us next.
Right.
And you got to figure out your T's from your D's.
T's from a D's. Judson.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
The Arc de Triomphe.
Oh!
Good friend of the show, Andy Lee, joins us.
Our next guest was a star of the Triple M cricket commentary team.
Jack Leach back.
Christmas has come early again.
On the first day of Christmas, one Jack Leach.
But something he said in the summer needs revisiting. Please welcome Andy Lee.
Here he is on the line from Sydney, where he's got a very full book at the minute.
Oh, yeah, Jim.
Hello to you, eh?
Hello. I don't think I was the main man for Triple M commentary. I think JB, you should have seen Billy. You should have seen it. Because JB had all these other things he had to do,
yes.
Off 6-7 Network and so on. As soon as it was JB's shift, it was like Moses. They parted all the chairs.
Oh, yeah.
People stopped it. And then he just went straight through, sat in, straight into it.
Yep.
Yeah, people wouldn't chat to him on the way through. He was the main man.
Not allowed to talk to him before a ball is bowled. no acknowledgement, thank yous or anything. He just gets there. And that's what you like here, actually. You've got to learn to be nicer and have manners.
Here's the difference. I really like Andy.
Yes.
That's the difference.
Right. Now, what are you doing in Sydney and why are you going to Queensland?
I've just had a big lunch in Sydney, so if I'm a couple, if I'm slurring the words a little bit, you can understand.
I will, yeah.
A little bit of confidence I've had before this interview. But I'm off to Mick Fanning, has put the call out. They're doing a great Mick Fanning Golf Day for charity for the flood victims up across the Central Coast and higher. And so I'm up there. We're playing Tweed Heads tomorrow, calling it a Tweed Heads Golf Club for a golf day. And it's just your usual customers, you know, world champion surfers, Mick Fanning. I think people might have heard of Chris Hemsworth. And then I'm just pulling up the rear as a plus one, I reckon.
Chris Good. Hemsworth. You got to go up and tell him that joke about Thor.
Oh, no.
Well, what's the joke, Bill? I don't know it.
Oh, haven't you? Oh, I'll tell you off air.
Oh, will you? Now,
your mate, Thor.
Yeah, we need to speak to you about a bet you made with your great mate Pez.
Pez.
Back in 2013 that badly backfired on you. Explain it to us.
Yes. I've had a lot of people contact me, and thanks to the great people at Triple M for making this very, very public. Yes. I think you guys posted about it on the socials. Everyone's got to follow Triple M. But it was the 27th of December, 2013, Boxing Day test.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Root had just gone out, and my mate turns to me and says, Joe Root will make 10,000 runs. What odds will you give me? For 8.5 years ago.
Yeah.
I said, 150-1. He pulls out a $50 note, and he gives it to me just then and said, okay, here's $50. I'm paid up. It's 150-1.
So you took the $50.
I took the $50.
Right. Mm.
So I need to put this in perspective because people are going, what a stupid bet to make.
Yeah.
There was only one other Englishman ever to make 10,000 runs, and that's Alastair Cook.
Yep.
Joe Root had only had 955 runs to his name when the bet was made, jeez, averaging about 34.6. And subsequently got dropped for the very next test. So we were giving him a lot of flack.
Mm.
Over the next, unfortunately for me,
8 years.
Over the next 8 years, it goes on to be my most prolific run score. And I will have a go at the ECB as well because they play so many bloody tests.
Exactly.
they have so many more innings than we ever have as Australians and proper team.
So
anyway, Sunday night, he has made 10,000 runs. He timed it perfectly. I'm not sure if people were watching the test against New Zealand, but he required 100 exactly. If he made his 100, he made his 10,000th, and he won them the test match. And unfortunately, and Bill, you're great at maths.
Yes.
But what do you think is 50 times 150?
7,500.
Yes.
That's a big bet. And it looks like here you're paying it out in cash.
Well, yeah, I thought...
Just got 7.5 lying around. Hey?
No, well, you normally do, Bill, because the amount of cashies you do from great football stories. Unfortunately, I don't have the same lever to pull. But I thought a nicer thing to do would to take it out in cash so it felt like something. You know, these transfers these days,
yep,
you know, it's not ceremonial. So I thought the nice thing to do was just to take it out. It's actually smaller than you think. I bought myself a briefcase off Gumtree, but realised I don't need that at all. 7.5 large actually can just fit in your pocket, and I dropped that around to my mate Pez, and he felt, to be honest, he felt a little awkward taking it because he's a very good mate of mine, and I said, hey, you've got to honour your bets, and you pay
up at the time. Well done. You do, and
we have had 10 years of enjoying this ride. And a couple of my mates that are from England said the only reason to watch England playing was to follow Joe Root in this bet for the last 5 years. I think I've served a lot of people.
I might have said choke on it if I had to hand that over. But I would have been with you back in 2013 because Joe Root has an horrific record in Australia, as we just saw in the summer just finished. He's never made a run in this country. So if you only watched him play test cricket in Australia, you would have given a 150-1 comfortably. He makes a lot of runs over there.
I think it's 12 people in history. I mean, you might know better, JB, but there's not many people that have made 10,000 test runs.
No.
Particularly a guy in his second year of playing to call it. It's it, you know, injury can come into it.
Yes.
All these other things. So yes,
it's a good. Does Pez know anything about cricket? Because that is a really good call.
He loves sport of all kinds. He's got a rule with his wife, Joan, who's lovely, but she says if you're not in bed by 12, because he just loves watching sport, you're not welcome in bed.
He doesn't get a Joe, yeah.
So, no, not that, Phil.
Oh, sorry.
If you're not in bed by 12, you're not welcome in bed at all. You're not allowed to come in. So the amount of nights that Pezza spends on the couch, because he'll be there, you know, quarter final of a French Open, and it's 5 to midnight, and he's like, no, I want to see if Rafa can do this. And so he just spends a night on the couch. But he's a great orator of all sports and a great ear and a great mind. So, Bill, watch out, because he could take your seat at any point.
Well, he could do that. Don't worry about that. There's 14 players that have scored 10,000 test
14,
runs.
Was it?
14. Who's on top, Rabs?
Sachin.
Sachin and who?
Ricky.
Yeah, good. There you go. 14.
Played 160 tests or something. Mm-hmm. Sachin played nearly 200.
200.
Yeah, I know.
So I got a text from Tubby Taylor saying, double down, go double or nothing on 15,000.
Oh, bad from Tubby.
I like it. Yeah. Old Tub Thumper. Hey, we'll let you jump on a plane. Thanks very much for that, mate.
Always fun to be on, boys.
Beautiful. Andy Lee. Yeah. So,
see you, Andy.
Hence, 133353. Get the family involved on the back of that story.
Oh.
When has a bet backfired on you?
Yes.
Happened to me.
What?
Mankini.
Oh, that was
I had to walk out on national television
horrific
with the Mankini because of the bet about North the week before.
A president of a footy club, and Raj, you're walking
around. What are we
around.
Giving away?
St. Andrew's Beach Brewery voucher and a Neverland store voucher.
133353, ring us now. When has a bet gone bad on you?
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I said, hey, champ, what's going on here? He said, Spandau Ballet.
Spandau.
So I go...
Just had Andy Leon talking about the fact that he gave a mate 150-1 back in 2013 that Joe Root would not make 10,000 test runs.
Yep.
So he's just had to part with 7.5 clams.
Cash. If you don't mind.
Over it goes.
Well done. At least he paid
well,
up.
Of course,
I like
you,
that,
well, you
Jim.
Must. Yeah. Yes. You absolutely must. When has a bet backfired on you is the question we're asking. Narelle's on the line.
Narelle from Gippsland. G'day, Narelle.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Good. Where are you from?
It's West Gippsland in Victoria.
All right. Don't I say Gindervik?
Gindervik, that's us.
Now, what's the bet went wrong?
My son was playing junior football. He'd always played back line, and his dad used to always give him curry and say, mate, you kick a goal, you know, I'll give you $20 or whatever. Anyway, one particular game, it was actually his birthday, and I said, oh, and he wanted a TV for his birthday. And I said, oh, look, mate, you kick a goal, I'll get your TV for your birthday. Well, you know what happened, don't you? They stuck him in the forward line. His mates are going, TV, TV, TV. And he kicked the sausage roll.
Oh, and nice. What kind of TV did you get? Black and white one?
Yeah, of course.
Narelle, I've got a TV that you can purchase.
No, mate, doesn't work.
Well done, stay there.
Well
love
done.
That story.
Yeah,
Mick
good.
From Rosebud. Hello, Mick.
G'day, boys. How are we?
Good, Mick. What's your story?
I was playing cards when I was 16, so using probably me folks' money. And I was playing a game called AC Doocy.
Oh,
where,
yes.
Yeah, broke, man. I cry about it. I'm 53 now, and I was 16 then. Still crying about it. So I was playing, and I got thrown an ace. And they said, what do you want it to be? I said, low. Then they threw me the second card, and it was high. It was another ace, so I didn't get to call that. It was high. So I thought, well, I can't lose here. And they said, well, what are you going to bet on it? And I said, well, I'm going to throw my bike on there.
Ooh.
So, you beauty, I thought I cannot lose. So, it was about $400 that I was going to gain out of it.
Yeah.
I thought I can't lose. So, sure enough, throws another ace.
Mm.
I hand over my bike. The bloke just had a big grin on his face. I was devastated. Still am to this day. And to the bloke that got me bike, Rosie, I still hate you for it.
Rosie's got his bike.
Oh, no. Remember that game of AC Doocy we played in Vegas? Were you playing that with idiot Ned?
I was watching.
I won and never played it before in my life. So that was a miracle.
Yeah.
Sam was playing.
Yeah, yes.
And then we went to the nightclub, had the vodka bucket.
Yes.
I said, all right, leave this to me, boys, because I've got your money, which I didn't want anyway. So it was about $1,500 US.
Yeah.
I walked up with that in cash to the bloke to pay the bill.
And?
He said, you're $1,200 short.
Short.
I had to go back to these dingbats and say, boys,
one of our party set his chest hairs on fire that night.
He did. No, yeah. It was one that we shouldn't have been involved in. A lot of it, actually. Tomo, Point Lonsdale. Hello, Tomo.
Tomo.
G'day, mate. There you go.
Jeffrey Robert Thompson.
Yeah, no, not quite. No,
right. Different one, but.
Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Bet that went wrong.
Yeah, another one. Yeah. Long time ago, my dear old mum always used to ring me on Melbourne Cup Day and say, can you put $10 on this one or this one or this one?
No.
And I go, oh, yeah, mum, mum. Anyway, so Melbourne Cup comes along, got the day off on the source with the next door neighbour. Mum rings up, can you put $10 on this one? Yeah, no worries, mum. I'm not going to TAD, bugger that.
Oh, no.
Comes good, pays $150, which was half my wages back in the day.
Oof. $10.
So I had to go to the bank and get the money out and take it up to Colac and give it to mum.
$150.
$150. I was only on 300 at the time.
$15 pop gets up and wins. Do you know what horse it was?
Oh, I can't remember, mate. It was like 28 years ago, but I still remember my wife telling me, you idiot. Yeah. Go and get the bloody money and give it to your mum.
Beldale Ball, just a dash. Might have been. One of those jobs.
I flew down the outside. Kiwi might have been one of those. Exactly. Yeah.
Paul, research. Hello, Paulie.
Boys. Look, it's 3 or 4 years ago. I can't remember. But one of the big bash games where the team needed 28 or something off the last over, off the last 5 balls.
Yep.
I said to my wife, 3 parts cut. Ah, if they win this, I'll walk from home to the roundabout Starkers.
Oh, no.
And they won.
And?
She made me do it. So I did it.
So you took all the gear off and you went down to the roundabout.
How far was that away from you, where you were?
150, 200 metres. So it's 11 o'clock at night. I'm thinking, no chance am I going to get seen. There's more cars, and I live in a road up in Research that no one goes up and down. Of course, that night, everyone had to go up and down it. I'm hiding behind trees in driveways.
Nude.
I love it.
Stay online. Hopefully, when he went over the roundabout, when he went off, Jimmy,
indicated. Well, he should have, just with a little tweak. Benny's in Bentley. Hello, Benny.
A tweak.
Afternoon, lads. How's it going?
Good, Benny. How are you?
Good, mate. So this one, I was actually on the winning end of this one, but it's always been a good talking point. So remember the 2013 Ashes when Mitchell Johnson ran through the Poms?
Oh, yes.
And me and my mate Sam were in Adelaide. He's from Adelaide. And we went to that Adelaide test where he took 7 for 40 or whatever. It was awesome. And anyway, the second day, like, it was about halfway through the day, and we were there with about 10 of his mates, and we'd had a skinful. And David Warner, top edge one, and I said to my mate, I said, geez, that went near the spider cam. And he just went off. He went, so don't be stupid. It's never going to hit the spider cam, blah, blah, blah. And so I was arguing, you know, yes, it could. So anyway, we ended up having a bet, $500, 5 years, that the ball would never hit the spider cam in international cricket.
Yep.
And all his mates that were there, it was like that Seinfeld episode with George and arguing about the parking space. Like half of them on my side and half of them on his side. And anyway, sure enough, 3 years later, Virat Kohli, top edge one, straight into the spider cam in a one day. And I was straight on the phone. Did you see that? And he's like, yep. Yeah, got him.
Five hunch.
Over 5 years.
Yeah,
good
bad.
Bet. Good bet. Well done. I like that. Yeah.
Never forget my brother at the start of that, who thinks he knows everything about cricket. Start of that series, said, I've had enough of Mitch Johnson. He said he cannot play. And I said to him, mate, I couldn't disagree with you anymore. I reckon he's brilliant. And he'll have a really good series. Anyway, 40-odd wickets later. Yeah. I just kept ringing him from the commentary box every second day going,
another one.
Mitch Johnson, how's he going, do you reckon? All right, who do we like?
I like TV.
Yeah, that's good.
Narelle was good. So what is Narelle?
A $200 Neverland store voucher, which is your home of Australian streetwear shop, in-store Narelle or online, neverlandstore.com.au.
Naz?
Thank you, Bill.
Yes, Jim and Bill.
Thanks, guys.
Naz, you will love that.
What are you
Enjoy
doing?
That.
Just sitting there waiting.
I know. Prize coming to you and Paulie from Research.
Yes.
28 off the last over. He's got to work. Walk, stark, bollock up around the roundabout.
$100 St. Andrew Beach Brewery voucher for you, mate.
Thank you.
There we are. Yeah.
Beautiful. Thanks, guys.
Good on you, mate. They wouldn't have seen anything.
You can find St. Andrew's Beach Brewery's range of award-winning beers from select Thirsty Camel stores across Victoria.
A couple of delayed reactions. Rosie's jumping in next because we've got some memorabilia the family can access.
Oh, magnificent.
And thank God we're getting rid of this thing.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Are you fluent in piano?
No.
Are you fluent
in piano?
JB, you mentioned this off the top.
Well, we've got a piece of Rush Hour memorabilia to give away. Happily give away.
Classic.
So, Rosie.
Yes.
Welcome in.
Thank you.
And tell us what's going on.
Well, you know, on Instagram stories, you can go to create and you can find a memory.
Yes.
A memory came up for me yesterday from 4 years ago. I was, and you were, Bill, at the Cremorne Hotel. Yes. Why would I have been at the Cremorne Hotel
any of us at the
4 years ago for
having
the rush
a palmy
hour?
That's why you would have been there.
And? No idea.
No. What happened?
We unveiled a statue of you.
Yes.
Why did you have that made? A 3D statue, life size of you.
Was there a statue at the MCG or something?
It didn't look anything like you, by the way.
Well, it did. I had to stand there like that, Jim. And
while they scanned you?
While they scanned me, exactly.
Was it something to do with the brewery? That's ringing a bell. Did CUB have something to do with it?
Anyway.
Or was there one at the MCG and I thought it should have been me?
Poxy thing.
It was good. It was really good.
Sort of like a real dodgy Oscars.
Well, I said to Ravs before, you know the bad guy in the second Terminator, who was made
nude.
Out of like Quicksilver. It's like his fat brother.
A fat brother.
But the copper art version.
Yes.
He was nude, wasn't
so
he?
What are we doing with it?
Well, let's just go back to the Cremorne 4 years ago and hear how it was unveiled.
The memories.
You've actually had something that's going to be unveiled at the back end of this show.
Yes.
That I still cannot believe.
A statue, and I deserve it.
Oh.
Yeah, g'day, Wayne from Heidelberg here. Actually, no, it's Todd from Bowen Heads, Bill, you idiot.
Oh, no!
And guess what, Bill?
What?
I was in your pub, Bill. I shook your hand. You don't know who it is? I was just in before and I had a pot, I had a palmer, and then I pissed off from your dump of a pub. And you can stick that stupid statue at that stupid ground and can stay there forever because it's a dump as well. Scattered pictures of the smile.
Joel, we'll get you to
reveal
what's behind. Are we ready? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah! And
no!
Look at him!
What is that?
Jimmy's ball!
Oh, what are you going to do with it?
I'll take it home tonight and sleep with it. I always wanted to sleep with myself.
Jolie, how do you see it, please?
Mate, it's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
I don't know where we'll put it. But
you can take it home, beautiful. Joel. Done a lot of things and got premiership cups, but that'd be up there with it, wouldn't it?
Mate, absolutely. It's the first I've ever unveiled anything, so I'm not sure just what it is.
Joel Selwood, no idea. So that was 4 years ago, James.
I can't
believe
it
was that
long. No, well, it is because it's stuck in our poor newsreader's office.
That was emotional.
So every time they sit there and read the news, they've got to stare up his date.
It's covered in dust. It doesn't move anymore. I was going to bring it in for this auspicious occasion.
Right.
But it's sort of a bit.
What? Heavy?
No.
Creepy.
It doesn't quite. It can't be moved, essentially. But also I found out today, Bill.
What?
Because we're moving office.
Yes, we are.
We're moving down the road.
Just found out today, did you?
No. There's a committee who are in charge of the refit of the new office.
Yes. And, of course, they want it out
Lucy
the front.
Morling
yes.
is part of this
Lucy
committee.
Wheels.
So is Dan, our boss.
So what we keep and what we get rid of.
Exactly. Right. What are we getting rid of, James?
That thing.
No.
So how are we doing it?
Putting it out the front.
Social media is one way to do it. I think we should do it that way.
Well, I reckon people would want it in their home or their cat cave or
Their shed.
Instagram.
Shed.
How do people apply for it?
Triple M Rush Hour. Tell us what you'd like to do with Bill.
No,
you might be able to take him home.
Yes.
Don't tell me. Imagine.
Have we got a photo of it we're putting up as Yui sorted that
out? I'm going to get a photo of Yui.
Beautiful. All right. So we're going to put a photo of it up on Instagram.
Triple M Rush Hour. Yep. It is a life-size
We don't know
rendition.
What it is.
No, what's it called? Rendering.
It's 3D like print.
Him. Yeah. No, that's it. Mm. 3D
it
print.
It is the biggest thing we've ever given away on Triple M.
Yes.
The biggest thing.
Right. So
do we do a disclosure, Rosie? It doesn't stand on its own anymore.
No, it needs a bit of help. just like old mate here.
And it can't talk.
Yeah,
good.
Which we wish.
If you want it,
it
let
makes
us know.
More sense than you.
What would you do with it, Jim?
Speaking.
Why don't you take it home for lease?
I'll tell you what I'd do. I'd get the axe that I cut that time.
Oh, yeah.
And
you've
I'd slice
used.
It up.
You've never
That's
used that axe.
I'd chop the bloody head off it.
But you can
and
take
the
it
feet.
Home. Right.
I haven't got the room. Triple M Rush Hour Instagram if you'd like it, or even Facebook. Let us know what you do with Bill, or even Twitter. Yep. We found the password for that, so tweet us.
Yeah, but get online now to have a look at
it,
because you've got to see what you're actually
getting. The dimensions.
Getting.
Oh, the other thing is you have to come and pick it up.
Yeah, exactly. We're not dropping it. You've got to come and get it from us.
Oh, it's a piece of Rush Hour history.
History.
Oh, yeah. And it's one of one.
Thank God.
Yeah. They're never making that again.
No. Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram if you want Bill's 3D statue.
Tell us why.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Now, Jim, I've got the awkward of all awkwardness. Awkward with a capital A.
Did you know, Rabbits,
mm-hmm.
that 6 years after his very untimely passing, I'm a massive David Bowie fan, his estate sold all of his backlog of music for $250 million. Springsteen just sold his for $500 million, and he's obviously still around.
Mm-hmm.
And David Bowie, I think, Bob Dylan, I reckon he was around $300 million too. So have we got anything we can sell?
Yeah, my statue.
Yes. Well, we're not selling that. We're giving it away. Triple M Rush Hour.
We can't give it away.
A couple of early suggestions said Todd from Bowen Head should get it.
Oh,
no. I should put it on his front lawn. I did see that. On his nature strip.
You don't know where he lives.
Put Bill in hard rubbish and keep the statue, says Luke.
That's not bad.
I like it.
From Wagunya.
Yep. So head to our Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Triple M Rush Hour. Tell us why you want it and what you're going to do with it. And JB, I think you might pick the winner for this
one. I'm going to. But just remember, you've got to come and get it. Well, we ain't delivering it.
That's right.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
And in Melbourne, we call it a slab, Jim.
Well, what's a slab of beer bought you, Bill?
So get the vernacular right.
How did he get that?
That's unbelievable. But Bill,
yes.
Any sport coming up?
Well, we do.
5 at 5:05.
Well, let's talk about the Essendon Footy Club, because they are celebrating their 150th year. Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Very good effort. Not many clubs have done that, of course, in the competition. And they trained at Windy Hill today.
Ah, good.
Not out at Tullamarine. Windy Hill had a little banner to run through, and a few of the superstars were out there in the crowd, and had a chat to Dyson Heppel and Ben Rutten and all that. So that was good. And then they're having a big day tomorrow, because they play tomorrow night, of course. It's called Fed Square to the Goal Square. So everyone, all Essendon supporters, are asked to get there at about 4 o'clock tomorrow, Friday, June 10. And they're going to walk from Fed Square to the MCG for the game, Jim, which will be great. And some of the players that will be in charge of that will be Simon Madden, MC. Sheeds will be there. Terry Danaher, Mark Harvey, and the list goes on. And then tomorrow night, Jim, or sorry, Saturday night, they've got a big, big, big night out at
Melbourne Park.
Melbourne Park. Thank you, Rabs. There's a gala event, Melbourne Park, and what they're going to do is count down their top 50 moments over the club's 150 years. So top 50 moments, they count that down. And
James Heard?
Yes, someone back at told the club. Us. Yes, exactly.
Hearing. That would be great.
So he might be there tomorrow night.
Because
Saturday
North play GWS the next day, so he'll be in town anyway.
That's right.
So you'd think that'd be a great result. He'd be able to turn up.
Exactly. Saturday night, that is a big, big night for him. Also tomorrow night, any chance of winning that game? Fire up against Carlton.
I think so.
You know, Carlton, they're their older. The first game they played was Essendon-Carlton ever. Essendon played.
Their first game in the comp was against Carlton. Because the first game ever was Melbourne and Geelong.
That's right, of course, out there at the MCG. Or something. The game went for 4 days or something.
That's a cricket.
Timeless test. Yeah. So that is a big weekend for the Essendon Footy Club. They've been poor. Will they have a better second half? Will they find something tomorrow?
They have to.
Crikey, Jim. They've been poor, poor, poor. I tell you what, big game tonight. The loser's in trouble.
Oh, yeah. No, tonight is massive. Well, we're going to get to the,
go around and
the
have
footy
a look
in just a second. Right. The LIV Golf Tournament starts today.
Exactly.
In the United Kingdom. And whispers that Bryson DeChambeau might be about to join them, and Patrick Reed.
And Patrick
Reed. Not for this particular tournament. Not too late for that. But they're going to come on board. So a few more are starting to be lured, Bill, by the massive coin.
Very humble. They said Phil Mickelson was there today because he'd said some things, but he was there and he had a chat at a presser. Very humble. Looking forward to playing, of course. Rumoured to be $200 million to join the LIV or the LIV. But Bryson DeChambeau. Now, there's a name. There's a good name.
And young. Like, he's still got his whole career ahead of him. So for these, Phil, you understand, huge money, and he's at the back end. He's over 50. He's either Champions Tour or doing this.
Yeah.
So it's a no-brainer probably for him. But for a young bloke like DeChambeau, who's got another 25 years plus on the main tour, for him to say, nah, I'm moving across, it's big. This is a big, big deal.
And
in the world of golf.
Greg Norman would be loving it.
Of course. He'd be sticking it up. He's had an issue with the PGA for years and years. He tried to get this up when he was playing back in the 80s. I think it was called a world tour back then.
Yeah.
Couldn't get any traction and got very annoyed by how badly he was treated by the PGA at the time.
So it's been a grudge.
It's been a grudge for him for a long, long time.
Who was the Aussie bloke who had a golden the other week?
Oh, Grades.
Wayne Grade.
Grades. Well, Grades a major winner himself.
Yeah.
But he's got the man cave at his joint, Grades. And my feeling was he's got a bar with taps.
And he might have.
He might have just had a quite reflecting moment out the back, Grades, and probably went a bit harder than he wanted to.
Good on him. Well done. And the other big news, of course, in the BBL is Ricky Ponting is going back to Tassie at the Hurricanes gym, and he's going to he signed a 3-year deal to become head of strategy.
Yeah, oversee there. Well, they've been poor.
They have. They're only one of two clubs that haven't won the BBL. Yep.
They've been poor, and now with the Jack Jumpers and all the momentum behind Tassie's new team, if that happens in the AFL, I think cricket down there is genuinely worried, and fair enough, that they're losing ground.
Though that is good. He's got a great cricket brain, as we know. I love listening to him on the commentary. And they're looking for a head coach down there. Adam Griffith was their coach. Just Griffith, not Griffith. So he was their coach. So they're looking for a head coach there. Yes. But the punter will be their head of strategy. What's that?
Adam Griffith. Called him?
I know.
I don't know how many Fs are in that. That was about six.
That's five or six.
Griffith.
It's also Griff. We'll just call him Griff.
Go with Griff. And Dan Marsh, speaking of Tassie, do you see that?
No.
He's joined the Australian Women's Cricket Team coaching panel.
Has he?
So that's good for Daniel. Good man, Dan Marsh. I played with him. He's a beauty. So he was in charge of the women's cricket down there, and he is now because Matthew Mott's obviously left.
Mm-hmm.
And so they haven't replaced him with one person. They've put about three different people in there to make up the coaching group, and Dan's one of them, so good luck to him.
All right.
All right. And have a look at the round of footy next.
And also where Gil's been over the last couple of days.
He was on the flight with Ricky Ponting.
Was he?
That's
a giveaway.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Now, Wallabies, fire up tiny little furry marsupials.
Now, your mate Gil has been over to Tasmania and he's told them no stadium. No team.
Yeah.
So tell us more.
Well, I don't know anymore, but it's smart. Smart from the AFL because they're saying to them, if you're a fair dinkum about getting your own licence, then you've got to show us bricks and mortar. And it's also buying them a bit of time because that's going to take time to get 750 mil together, you suggest.
Yes.
And then it's going to take time to plan and build.
So what the government...
It just gives them enough buffering to be able to work out how they're going to do it.
So another 5 or 6 years at least.
You'd think.
The government has offered 150 mil a year over 10 years, Jim. So that's what they're saying they'll put in. So they obviously want money. Well, they want money, I reckon, from the AFL.
The AFL aren't going to. They've never paid for stadiums anywhere. They get governments to do that. That's the genius of the place.
Well, 150 mil over 10 years. That's what the government said they'll do. So
that's maybe 10 years till the stadium gets built then, Fat.
Well, but I still think it's 25, 26. It's got to be around there. So maybe they might have to come up with the money.
Well, we will have to wait and see. But it's a smart play from the AFL because, as we say, they are giving themselves time to work out how to do it. I'm just looking at the weather app here, Fat.
Oh, yes, please.
Because
in Perth?
In Perth. Yes. Saturday.
Yep.
Showers.
Uh-oh, Dockers.
Showers, Bill.
They don't like showers.
They are no good in the rain, the Fremantle Dockers. They take on Hawthorn.
So the Hawks are a little sneaky chance, you're saying, Jim.
Very high chance of showers and a thunderstorm.
Hawthorn are about $5.50 too, by the way.
Game's at 4:10 p.m. Saturday.
Responsibly.
Betting responsibly.
Now, Richmond Port tonight, who wins?
I'm going for the Tigers. I think they win that one, but whoever loses is probably the story out of this one, Jim.
Yeah, the Tigers for me are the most likely to jump up into the eight from here.
Yes.
We always look at the halfway point and think who is going to come out and who's going to go into the eight. They have got a very good percentage, way higher than anyone around them, which shows that they're better than their position shows at the moment. They will jump up into the eight especially if they win tonight. Essendon Carlton,
interesting game
Friday
Jim,
night
with their big celebrations festival going on at
and
the
all SH1T going on around the place.
Oh, yeah.
Will they respond as a playing group?
All the past players in the rooms,
that's it.
The walk, they will be up. But how long can they be up for, Jim? I think they'll start well. They'll be in it till three quarter time, and then Carlton win that one because Big Harry's back. Harry or Ben? Harry's back, Jim.
That's it.
One of them.
And then Fremantle Hawthorn. We know there's rain around in Perth, but the Dockers are on fire. Their last 2 weeks have been extraordinary.
Very, yes, that's another thing. And they're back home. They win at home.
They win at home.
Frederick.
Roy Fredericks is out.
Yeah. They win at home.
After having a couple of quiet ones.
Fife in
is big.
That is big, actually. No. That's a very good call, Raps. Yes.
The Brisbane Lions and St Kilda interest me at the Gabba. The
Lions are at home, Jim. They need to be home. They've lost two of the last three, the Lions. So
Saints
Joe,
aren't the worst.
Joe Danaher back. So they'll have McStay, they'll have Big Eric, and they'll have Danaher for the first time.
Jeepers.
That'll be interesting.
Our man Dougal Howard's going to have to do some work.
Are we speaking to him?
Next week, I think.
Next week, yeah.
Next week we speak to Dougal.
You think the Lions at the Gabba, hard to beat at the Gabba. And they sell out the joint now, which is fantastic. So
speaking of selling out the joint, North Melbourne GWS at Marvel on Sunday. My son, oldest son, is convinced North win this game. I said to him, what have you been on? Do you want to tell your old man?
Don't ask that, Jim.
Dad,
Jim,
I'm telling you.
That.
I know. He said, I'm telling you we're going to win.
No. I like the Giants. I reckon Spike McVay's doing all right. I reckon he's got them going beautifully. So,
and their coach, Eamon Buchanan.
And Eamon. Exactly. Yeah. And Callum Ward's 200th game. First player to play 200 games for the Giants. So the Giants win that,
all
Jim.
Right. And the big
but
freeze.
The good one is North Melbourne Supporters, they all get a pie.
That's it. So get along. And the big freeze.
Queen's birthday.
Queen's birthday.
Which
Collingwood,
it isn't.
Melbourne.
Her birthday's not. It's in April, Jim.
I wouldn't worry about that, Bill.
But why do they call it?
I don't know. But the game is almost secondary to what happens before. It's brilliant for the great Neil Danaher.
But also, geez, old Maisie will be hoping Melbourne win. Because if they don't win, you'll owe them.
And so who wins?
I like Collingwood. I really like them. And these games are always close. Doesn't matter where they are on the ladder. Right. Collingwood might win.
We can speak to Braden Maynard about it shortly.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Jim, where have all these fishes come from?
We're joined by tough as nails Pies defender Braden Maynard.
The Pies are in the eight off the back of three straight wins.
We're down to the last 4 seconds. They'll need a long kick and a mark, but the Pies are going to hang on in a thriller at the MCG.
And before they take on Melbourne on Queen's birthday, we speak to one of their star defenders.
Going to play a running pass by hand Maynard. He'll load up, and there he goes from 55.
Please welcome Braden Maynard.
Runner-up in the BNF last year, by the way.
Yeah.
So we're talking to absolute quality here. Braden Maynard, welcome to you.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, now, big game. You're in lots of big games, the Maggies, but this one means a lot.
Bit going on with the opposition too, Bruzzy.
Absolutely. It's a huge week, and we've had a couple of big games the last couple of weeks, which has been in our favour with the results. So obviously, M&D, probably one of the biggest games on the calendar at the moment. It's great to be a part of, and it's such a special day for so many.
Pies are 1-3 in a row. They're on fire, Jimmy boy. Darcy Cameron, good form. Bruzzy in good form. So you go in very, very confident.
Yeah, he's playing it out of his skin at the moment. He was a great pickup for us a few years ago, and he's actually one of my closest mates at the club. And to see him transform into the player he is today, it's actually elite to see. He's come a long way, and it's good to see him playing good footy.
148 games for you now, 25 years
How
of
many
age.
Goals, we were, Jim?
Well, he's a defender, 17 goals.
17.
But back half of the ground. But, mate, we were talking about Dan McStay earlier and how he's a free agent, and clubs are clamouring over themselves to try and latch onto him because he is like you, about the same age and the same amount of games. You're right in the sweet spot.
Yeah, he's obviously a great player, and I would love to have him on our team. I mean, I think most teams in the AFL would like to have a big boy like him rolling around in the forward line. So, I don't know, maybe I'll have to have a talk to Derek Hine to see what we
can
do.
Get Decker. Say, Decker, we'd like to have a look at him because he'd look good in a Collingwood jumper. Mm. Don't worry about that. Yeah. But your own game too. You've been a terrific player for a long time for the Maggies, but you're playing as well as you ever have.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to do what I can do week in, week out. I can't believe how bloody quick it's gone to 148 games and about 7 years in. So it's it's obviously been a pleasure to play for Collingwood, and I've loved playing every week and being able to put some good footy together. But, I mean, I'm just taking it as it comes. And, yeah, like I said before, I can't believe it's come around so quick. And they do say, past players that come into the club, that your career does go pretty quickly, but you don't actually think about it in the moment. As I stand here today, I'm thinking, holy crap, it has gone really quick.
Talking to Braden Maynard, what a star he's been off the halfback there at Collingwood. And I'll tell you what, you're good to watch. Last year, fair to say, I'll be honest, I reckon they were boring, Collingwood, to watch. Oh, they were.
Thank you, Bill.
New coach, more attacking, and bloody good to watch. So Craig McRae's been a star.
Yeah, he has been, and he's been a huge difference in the way we go about day-to-day life, pretty much, with what we're doing at the club, our training, our game plan. Even during the week, we have a side-by-side meeting at the end of the week, and we just touch base and go through a few things. So he's been able to come in and have huge impact, and same with the other coaches. I feel like everyone's really loving the club, and there's been a few players that weren't really in love with the club towards the end of last year, but now are back in love with the club. So it's an amazing club to be a part of.
And hitting the corridor too, yeah. So your ball use is a lot more aggressive. You're getting it in quicker and scoring on the back of it.
Yeah, and I feel like that's probably the main change in our game is the way we're moving the ball. And I've spoken to a few of my diehard Collingwood mates, supporter mates that think the same thing. And they love watching us play, and they were a bit like you, Bill. They didn't like us playing towards the end of last year because they felt like it was boring as well. So it's good to see that we've changed the minds of our supporters.
That is good. And the coach and all that, and good to watch. How's Jordan going? I like Jordan DeGoey. A lot of people don't, but I reckon he's a bloody star.
Yeah, every interview I do, I get asked about Jordy. I've actually been with him all day today doing school clinics, and I'm still yet to have a conversation about him signing with the Pies, because if he doesn't, he'll probably get a clip around the ear for me. He's going really well, though. I'm sure he's going to stay at the Pies, and it's probably the main talking point at the moment. Exactly. But I feel like we've given him a lot, and I feel like he's going to stay with the Pies, which would be good for us.
Did you and him do a bit of a sporty out there at the Manhattan Hotel?
Yes, we did. Ooh. At the Manhattan Hotel. Where was your face, Bill? I would expect you to be there drinking frothies.
Well, exactly. I would have asked a few questions. No holds barred. That would have been good. Mm. You let go a few honesty stories?
Not really, but that's how it was come about. Like the massive flyer or brochure came out and said, oh, Geordie DeGoey tells all, like all this kind of stuff. So all the tickets sold out really quickly, but that's not what it was about. It was a lot more to that than just him telling everything, because I think he's supposed to keep his mouth shut. But he's going really well, and he's a good fella.
He's a good boy.
Take a little break with Braden Maynard. We're going to ask him next about how the hell he latched onto Ashley. He looks way too good.
And also, Jim.
The name of his bloody dogs.
Yes.
And his thing about of an old man who used to be all of our bosses.
Your boss.
My
and
boss, certainly.
Was it a free kick?
Well, all of that is going to be answered next with Braden Maynard.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You know what it's like?
Yes.
Neglect, lack of intimacy, lack of close touchness.
We're joined by Braden Maynard, who will play the Queen's birthday game, Collingwood versus Melbourne, on Monday. It's a Collingwood home game, so it's going to be packed out at the G.
There. Don't worry about that for a second. Now, how does the old man go? Because he played for Melbourne, not that many games, but Pete Maynard was a very good footballer then over at Maxi. In the Sandful Maxi with Glenelg. When you come up against the Demons, where does he sit with it all?
Well, it's kind of funny because he's actually rolled into the Collingwood change rooms the last couple of weeks with his VFL Demons kit on. So
No.
I said, what the hell do you think you're doing, Dave?
He loves
his job, and it's quite funny when he rolls in with his whole D's kit. But I think he does go for the Pies on such a big occasion. It's he's diehard Collingwood as well. So he doesn't like to admit it because he's never liked Collingwood. But ever since I joined him, he's gone for him, no matter who we play. He's been a huge inspiration to how I've gone about it week in, week out. And, I love him dearly.
And you remind him of the fact that your games tally's a long way in advance of his.
Well, what I used to hear about him, he used to be a bit of a cheeky bastard, so he didn't really get anywhere in the AFL industry. But he did get a long way in the sample industry, which he played about 196 games for Glenelg, and I missed about four games off being a father son to Adelaide.
Yes.
Wow.
He played in that famous team with Stephen Kernahan and McGuinness and McDermott and all those superstars. Under Graham Corns. Yeah. It was an amazing era for Glenelg. Now, Ashley. Maxie's young bloke here. That looks way too good for you, please, Bruce.
Our footy players, Jim, I'm telling you. They're like golfers. Looking thing.
She's punching, guys. Come on.
Oh,
shit.
A local girl?
She's born and bred in Brighton, so we're actually living with each other now. I've just done nice renovations, so she's moved in because
before I did
the renovations, not married.
Oh, come on. What's going on?
Bruz, hang on a minute. Collingwood footballers don't live in Brighton.
Brighton.
So where are you actually living?
Brighton.
I'm actually on Church Street in Brighton.
No! How the hell did we let you in?
Mate, I'm the mayor of Brighton. Oh.
That's an extraordinary setup.
And two labs called? Wait for it.
Yeah, Simon and Douglas.
Why Simon and why Douglas?
Well, I've been asked this plenty of times, but Simon's an ex-seeing eye dog, so he was already named Simon.
Right.
So I got him when he was 1.5, so I didn't want to change his name. There was no point doing that.
Good.
And then, Doug, 9-month-old black lab, who's ripping up the backyard where I've just done renovations and all that kind of stuff, so he's pissing me off with that. But he's very cute, but can get quite annoying. But, I don't know why I called him Douglas. I think Ashley came up with the name Doug, so I just thought I'd agree with it.
Braden Maynard, we're talking to, and loves the rush hour and loves my jokes, Jim. Is that right, Brad?
That's right. Yep. Rush hour. And then, your reaction gets me every time. I bloody love it.
God, it's the worst garbage of all. And they're getting worse, mate. That's the thing. I didn't think they could get worse.
I know. Far out. They're very funny.
The tongue very out funny. One with the shoes was good.
We heard the joke.
Right, I'll do it for Bruzzy.
Hampton Rovers into Sandringham Dragons has become the pathway into the AFL since you did it. Well, even around your time, but obviously since then, Braden Maynard, it has been incredible how many footballers have gone through the Sandringham Dragons into the AFL.
Yeah, it's been huge. And I feel like there's a few other boys like Christian Salem and Angus Brayshaw that have gone through the same sort of team as me as coming through Hampton and then Sandy Dragon, so I was able to play with them a little bit. But, yeah, it just seems like there's quite a few people getting drafted from Sandy Dragon.
Is that because all the public schools, private schools are around there, do you reckon? Why do they seem to have – I mean, the Brayshaws and the Kings have helped, and I don't say that with anything to do with me, but Angus and Hamish and Andrew, and then you've got those two King boys are going to be absolute superstars.
Yep, you're not wrong, absolute superstars. And – it's when I was playing tack up, I went to DLA, which was an ACC school, and we played during the week. So it's a great opportunity for kids that don't go to a APS school to actually come up and play good footy at the tack up level. So when the APS kids play their school footy, the other boys can shine and let their strengths come to the table. So it's good to see that so many boys getting drafted that don't go to an APS school.
Now, Bruz, 2018 grand final. It's deep into the game.
Every day I get reminded, Bill, come on.
You can't do this.
I want to know. I haven't spoke to Bruzzy about it.
Oh, my God.
Was it a free kick for blocking?
Absolutely it was.
There you have it, Jim.
Till this day, I've come across social media posts and tags and videos of the last 30 seconds of the game, and you can clearly see me complaining to the umpire. And these days it probably would have been a 50, but it definitely was a block, and it's just something I got to live with.
I didn't think I'd ever, having known your old man, I didn't think I'd ever say this about you. Did put a bit of mayo on it though, didn't you? You accentuated the blood. You did a little bit.
Who was it? Willie Rioli, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a tiny little man. He's not knocking you off.
He's strong. You'd be surprised.
Who's been Collingwood's best player this year? Has it been Crispy?
Crispy's always up there, but I feel like our new recruit, Pat Lipinski from the Doggies, he's playing some sensational footy, and you obviously got Pendles, who's aging like fine wine, playing some elite footy for us still, and he's still playing the best footy through the midfield. So, Yeah, we're building something special at the Pies. Well, so yeah.
Good kids. Ollie Henry, he's got something about him, a Geelong boy.
Yeah, he's a Geelong boy, actually. He's playing some really good footy, and he's obviously Mr. Clutch now as he kicked the goal winner on the weekend. So, he's practicing week in, week out, and every training session he's goal kicking, he's marking. So it's good to see.
When you're a meat and two veg man, yes. Do you go up to little Gino and go, listen, mate, Gino, what are you doing with your head?
I don't know what the hell is he. I don't know what he's doing in general, mate. He's playing the field, living the life like a 19-year-old should. So he's got to leave it and let him do what he wants.
Well done, mate.
Playing the field.
Good luck on Monday. It's a ripping day. We're all going to be there. Can't wait. The slide, of course, for a magnificent cause. And then the game of footy, which you boys will be into up to your necks because you're playing, as Bill said, great footy three in a row.
Pussies both.
Yeah, bloody oath. So well done, Braden Maynard. Always great chatting to you.
Thanks very much, guys. Thanks for having me on.
See you, bros.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
They're the colours, Jim. Right. The magenta, the rose, Torquay's. And teal.
Torquay's
and teal.
Hang on a second. Hang on. Yeah, good to hear from Braden Maynard, by the way. Star.
Good
of
boy.
The comp, runner-up in the BNF last year, and one of our mates, of course, his dad used to be our boss in here.
Yes, and you'd love him playing on your side, Jim. Especially your side.
He's a beauty of the bruz. But this just talks to the respect Bill shows our guests. Mm-hmm. So what we do is we give you a little bit extra, stuff that you haven't heard during the main part of the interview. So we've got Braden Maynard on. He doesn't need to earn respect. He already has our respect. Yes. So halfway through the interview, Bill starts looking at the television over Rabs' shoulder and instead of interviewing our guest, starts talking about what's on the screen.
Hey, this is my mate, Andrew Boone, that went up. That's why they're showing the solo kick. He was with me that time. Sorry, Braden, yeah, no we just watching the telly.
No
here.
One gives a shit about that, Braden.
No, that's old Ackers. Ackers. Look at he's on TV.
So Braden's on the phone.
Yep.
He can't see what's over your shoulder on the screen.
No.
But Bill doesn't care. He starts talking to it anyway.
Well, Jim.
Mid-interview.
Well, we're talking to Braden, or Bruzzy, and I just out of the corner of my eye see myself on TV kicking the ball over the side.
Why do you think he would care about that while we're interviewing him?
But it's highly unusual that that happens, Jim. So I immediately look up there, and there I am kicking the footy over the silo. And I thought,
he's
wow.
He's on the phone.
Anyway,
not in the studio.
He enjoyed it.
He can't see it.
He was sitting at home watching Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and he saw it. He loved it, Jim.
Yeah. So that's how we
go. I thought that was
that's how we go when we get a star on. Yeah,
the respect.
Bill just starts talking about himself being on television, which the star can't see.
Just jealous.
That's why people line up to be guests on this show. They get treated like that.
We got any guests today?
None. No.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, Marco, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
Tomorrow, Terry Danaher.
Tezza.
Remember we did that game up there when they unveiled the big Sharon at Ungheri?
Hungary.
And you got the shepherd's hook.
Because the mum and dad Danaher weren't happy with Bill. Anyway, so we got on the plane to fly home, and we got halfway home, and then the pilot took a hard right.
He did.
To drop TD at Nagambi.
Well,
for a wedding.
I think it was Mangalore.
Was it?
Like a little airport, one tiny little airport.
Yeah, miles out of our way.
That's right.
Added about an hour to our trip. Just so bloody TD could go to a wedding.
Yeah.
He jumps out of the plane and starts running, doesn't he?
He did.
In his running gear and that.
And the plane just took off. But geez, once you wind him up, Jim, he's hard to stop.
Keep him under control. Chris Golding joins us, our man, the gold man. Brag artist, idiot song, a very, very big Friday helping of the rush hour. But to finish this Thursday before the footy, joke.
End the day with a laugh.
I have a joke.
This is Billy's joke.
All right, rabbits, get your fingers poised.
Okay.
Right.
I've been doing a bit of Greek history, Jim. All right.
It's already started badly.
Because we've all know about Achilles, okay?
Yes.
But there's another Greek hero that we don't know about, and if you look him up, you'll see, Rabs, his name is both of these, okay? Both of these, Jim. So, like Achilles, his weakness was his heel.
Right.
Both of these, unfortunately, his weakness was his groin. So we've all heard of Achilles' heel.
Yes.
But have you heard of both of his nuts?
Yep. Rabbits. Don't even contemplate what you do next. Just hit the correct button.
Both of these. Look it up.
That is unlistenable.
It's not a bad.
Rabbits. Hit it. Oh, that is roll gold crap.
Good. No. Both of these. No. He's actually a Greek hero.
No.
See, you don't want to learn. You don't want to have fun. And you just follow him.
No, you're it a was follower. Shit. There was no other option for that joke.
You're a follower.
You knew that as you said it.
Both
didn't you? As you said that joke, you knew it would get woolly.
Both of you. Oh, my God.